Hey, we are here with Teresa Freeborn at the ACUC bright and early on, what is it, Monday morning already?
It is Monday.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Nice to see you.
Good to see you too.
Hey, we're talking a little credit union awareness. And where are we in this? Because, I mean, that's a big issue in the industry right now, is getting folks aware. And what are you doing to help out amongst other folks in the industry?
Well, you hit my favorite subject. I have long experience in this whole idea of initiatives to move forward our credit union awareness and image. Mm-hmm. And I've done that in Canada, and now I've also spent some time doing this in California. But I think this is an amazing opportunity. We are resurrecting once again the idea that we need to improve the awareness of credit unions across the nation.
Yep, I agree. And so what are we doing now, and what can we get better at?
Well, it's interesting. I think that as soon as people hear that we're doing an awareness initiative, they all think we're ready to roll out some national ad campaign, and that's not what we're doing.
Okay,
in all fairness, I think it's just time to get this group of wonderful people here at the Credit Union Conference to actually come together and say it's really important right now to actually do something. We're in a place in our history, in our time, where there's still a lot of concerns about dealing with banks versus credit unions, so we have an opportunity there.
Right.
I don't know how long that goes on for. We might as well make some hay while the sun shines. But we also have just consumers that just don't know anything about credit unions, and we're still here. I mean, I've done these kinds of initiatives for 20, 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sad to say that we still have an issue there. People just don't know that credit unions are accessible.
Mm-hmm.
And really, what it is that makes us unique and what makes us different. So we're starting at square one. I hate to say that. I wish we were a lot further along, but we're not. But that's okay, because I think that if we can leave here today, or on Wednesday when we're wrapping up, and everyone feels that, the time is right, the time is absolutely right to move ahead with some awareness initiative, to raise that top of mind awareness for credit unions, to make sure that we're in the consideration set when it comes to choosing a financial institution. Because what we do know from our research is that people like what we're all about.
Yeah.
Once they hear what we are and what we represent, the fact that we're not for profit, the fact that we're member owned, the fact that we just deliver better value. And once they hear that, they want some of it. They just don't know how they're going to do it. So you can appreciate that this is a big, big initiative, because you can't do everything in first wave. I think for now, let's just talk about making sure that everyone out there does know what a credit union is and the kind of value that it offers.
Okay, now you pique my interest, because what you said earlier is there like some sort of national initiative, some sort of national campaign. What is your opinion on doing something kind of like a Got Milk, where the Milk Foundation or whatever it was got together and did a big campaign, like a big unified campaign? I know they do that in Europe in some countries, but what about in the United States? Some big credit union collective unified message. What's your opinion on that?
Well, you're absolutely right. There's a lot of institutions, a lot of credit union industries that actually do this around the world. I was part of one in British Columbia way back when, 20 years ago.
Right.
But I'm just going to say that this isn't what that's about yet. And as soon as I start to talk about Got Milk campaign, and everyone thinks we're doing some national television campaign that's going to cost multi-millions of dollars, and that's not what we're doing.
You don't need to do that.
No, we do not. And it's a really good point, because I actually think that if we can just get clear and get agreement and get consensus, which it's a pretty tall order when you talk like that, but if we can get some consensus on what the goals are that we need to achieve here, I'm going to say to you that those goals are pretty simple, and they're about creating this top-of-mind awareness of credit unions and kind of educating the public on credit unions. So it may not be a Got Milk campaign, because I don't think we can afford that as an industry. However, there's so much we can do in terms of, let's just talk about the social media component. Let's just talk about more positive editorial. Let's just talk about op-eds. Let's talk about getting on radio programs around the country. What if we could put together a program that said, here, credit unions, you can plug and play. Here are all the things that could go on regularly, and here's all the support materials to help you do that. That is not costly. So we're not going and looking for some big ad campaign. That is not what this is going to be. But we're determined. I have a great committee here, and we really do want to show that we can actually improve that awareness of credit unions across the nation.
Yeah, I think it's a no-brainer. I mean, what we have to offer is pretty good, especially for the younger generations who are looking for something deeper, other than a transaction. We do something.
That's a huge concern with millennials, quite frankly. And you'll see in the program tomorrow when we show some video, but we took a look at interviewing some millennials just to say, what do you think about a credit union? And sadly, 30% of them don't even know what a credit union is.
Goodness.
So that is tomorrow's future. Okay. That's our future,
right?
So we want to make darn sure that we can get that word out. And so speaking to them will probably be a little bit different in terms of tactics and But we're exploring all of that. There's so many ways to do this. Yeah. That doesn't have to be some big flashy Super Bowl ad.
Exactly.
My God,
no
we
doubt.
can't be doing that. No.
We don't need that. All right, Teresa, that segues into my wrap-up question. What do you want to learn here that you can take back to your credit union and then give back to the industry? What's your mission here? What do you want to accomplish based on what you just said?
Well, when I was asked to chair the committee for credit union awareness, to me, it's a privilege to be involved at that level for CUNA, and I applaud them for having the interest and the tenacity actually to keep pushing this. Okay, mm-hmm. Personally, what I will get out of it is that I'm a big industry supporter, and I don't believe for a moment that just because I'm a billion-dollar credit union that I can raise the awareness of the credit union category. I cannot do that, and I would say that the majority of credit unions in this country feel the same way.
Yeah.
But they need a playbook. They don't know what we can do about that. So mm-hmm. if I can do anything and leave here today is to know that I have a groundswell of support from my colleagues that feel similarly to me, that say, you know what, it's time. Yeah. Let's not talk about this anymore. Let's try and do something. Mm-hmm. And it shouldn't be too painful.
Teresa, I love talking to you. I like the way you think. So I'm hoping more people follow your lead. So thank you so much and keep up the good work.
Thank you, Mike.